प्रश्न के बीजा के लिए, प्रकाश करने के लिए।
And I am being instructed by Maharaji, quickly, quickly, quickly. I don't know where to and how much I should cut. But Maharaji spoke that I went to foreign countries and I just delivered a few glorification of Braj as well as Giraji, and hearing it, so many foreigners, they came here and now they are so much dedicated that inside their heart, keeping Giraji, giving up all the opponents of their country. Maharaji told that when I went there personally, they arranged my stay in such a big palaces that I cannot even imagine. But today I am seeing the same person barefooted for doing parikrama with us. And they have become so much convinced and having conviction that what is Giraji, what is Braj, and what is this all. Then Maharaji was saying, how should we worship Giraji? He explained that there is Achintya Bheda Abhed about Giraji. Of course, he is Krishna at one point as well as he is serving Krishna at another point. So there is Achintya Bheda Abhed type of thing in this regard. Maharaji said that once upon a time, Krishna said to Radharani, I am going. Radharani asked, where are you going? I am going in Prakat Vrindavan, in some universe. Radharani said, I also want to come with you. Krishna said, okay, come. She said, no, I can't come like this. I can't go to a place where there is no Giraji. I can't go to a place where there is no Yamunaji. So Krishna said, oh, it's no problem. These all are your own potencies. You can bring them with you. So Maharaj said, this whole area of Braj, it is said to be of 84 course. 84 course. Course is the length of the whole area. And this Braj is situated, this Braj has directly come from Aprakat Braj. This is the base of that Aprakat Braj. Then, as new comer was also there, Maharaji supposed to cover him also. He started that, why should we worship Giraji? Why we should have Braj Bhakti, we should know. First thing we should know that we are not this body. And we are not this mind. We are not even this intelligence. When we have come to this world, we should understand that this world is not our treasure. Ye sansar hamari bapoti nahi hai. This world is not our own treasure. And it is not our inherited property. Bhapati means it is inherited property. It's temporarily with us and we are bound to give it up. Maharaji was again explaining the position of Govardhan. He said how Govardhan was situated here. He narrated two instances for it. One, when Lord Ram was supposed to cross ocean, at that time they made a bridge over ocean, sea. And when this bridge was under construction, all the monkeys were bringing big, big stones. Some monkeys were bringing from Vindhyachal and some were bringing from Himalaya. Hanuman was bringing from Himalaya. So when this was about to finish, bridge was about to finish, at that time Ram gave an announcement, please keep all those stones which are in your hand at the same place where you are. At the same time Hanumanji was bringing this Govardhan Parvat with him in order to use it in bridge. And when a messenger of Ram came and told this thing to Hanuman, Hanumanji was exactly at that time at this place. And he put that Govardhan hill here and Govardhan was situated here. Maharaji explained, thus we have to understand that Govardhan Parvat is here not because of any other reason except it is Krishna's himself desire and Govardhan has come here. Another instance is, another katha is that once upon a time Pulastra Rishi, he was sent of Kashi where Ganges flow. He was desiring to have a very beautiful place all around in Kashi. It was a sort of plain. There was no hill, no jungle, no deer, no any beauty, and he wanted that some jungles and mountains should be there so that big saint may come and do their tapasya there. So he was roaming around, how can he make his Kashi beautiful? When he went to Himalaya, there he found Govardhan. He asked his father that, I want to take your son with me. Now father was in a very ambiguous state. He said that he is such an advanced saint, if I will say no, then he may curse me. So he said, okay, now my son is also quite grown up, you go and ask him whether he is ready. Pulastra Rishi asked his son. Son noticed the desire of his father. He said, okay, I will go with you, but there are two conditions. Number one, you will not go, you will not take me in impious position. Secondly, if you will put me anywhere, then I will not again be lifted. So, as per Krishna's desire, when Pulastra Rishi was crossing from this plane, he had very strong pressure to pass his water. He could not resist. Such a high yogi, he was bringing Govardhan Parvat with him, but at that time, a small thing he could not resist, and he very carefully put Govardhan over here, and he said, wait, I am just coming. He went, passed his water, took his bath, came back, he just said, okay Govardhan, then come now in on hand. He said, why? Our condition is fulfilled. I can't come now. He said, you have to come with me to Kashi. But no, this is the place. Maharaj was saying, this is the place where Krishna is going to perform his pastime. I cannot leave this place. You may curse me to any extent, but I will not move from here. These are our conditions as well as I know this is the place. Then he cursed him that you are not fulfilling my desire, so you will be thinking day by day mustard seed, to the extent of mustard seed. So Maharaj was explaining the whole thing that we should understand the what is position of Giriraj Govardhan. Then Maharaj said that I am not going to talk much in detail about philosophical way, but only a few years before there was a Kubli. Kubli means?
Hunchback.
Kubja. Cheek. That girl probably did not have her spinal cord also.
Hunchback.
She did not probably had her spinal cord. So what happened? She did not have even a spinal cord. And she came here, she asked her parents that please bring me here, I may die here at the base of Giriraji. When she saw people giving parikrama to Giriraji, she became very much anxious to do parikrama. She started praying to Giriraji, oh Giriraji, I am so unfortunate, I want to do your parikrama. She cried so much from inner core of her heart that finally she found as if she may be able to stand up. She tried it and she could. She found that she was gradually able to stand up, and gradually she became competent enough to move, then to move faster, and then she gave a parikrama to Giriraji. Since then she kept on giving Parikrama to Giraji. Maharaji said only 5-6 years before she died in Mathura. And when it happened, everyone started going to see her. Who is she who has got such a big mercy of Giraji? And she was well-known lady and she was getting so much donations and all. Her life was very good and comfortable also that way. And only 5-6 years before, when she died, they called Maharaji to that place, and there Maharaji came to know about this story. Then he said, no. Now I come to the point here, for which the session became longer. Mr. DM came, and Maharaji came to speak something. Sometimes, in order to assess the strength of others, we have to become friendly with them. So, when DM came here and he spoke, I tell you frankly, it's never possible to a person to that extent must be so much deep into philosophical. He knew a lot of shlokas of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. It appeared as if he has fully read Bhagavatam, fully read Gita and many other scriptures. But I don't know that where is the source he is getting. He was fully Pakka Mayavadi. Here sitting, I was seeing him and Maharaji. And I was seeing that how, what is going to happen. Because he is DM. DM means the top of this place. And our activities are concerned with him. And for any case, for anything, even for mud administration now, we have to go there. So such DM was there, and Maharaj was there, and he was given a chance to speak, and it appeared as if he is another Mandaleshwar to give a long speech. And surprisingly, he gave a speech longer than Maharaj. And he spoke very nicely. Earlier it appeared that he is a bhakt. But when he came to real point, he started saying that the topmost bhakti is when Krishna does bhakti of Krishna. I am also Krishna, you are also Krishna. Everyone is Krishna. So he gave an example that when Govardhan worshipping was done, so Krishna was doing worshipping of Krishna. So when you become one like that, this is the real Brahma. You are situated in your soul. You are situated in your Atma. You see everywhere. He was saying that even a person who is coming and begging from you, you should see that he is Krishna. When you are able to see this thing, then you are a really achieved person, the person who really gave. And I was seeing Maharaj also, that what the expression he was having. He indicated, give me mic, don't let him go without mic. Yeah. So, somehow or other, when he stopped, he was quoting all those shlokas which we quote for establishment of bhakti. And he was quoting all those shlokas. Sarvadharman pratyajya mahamekam sharanam vrajayan, on. Manmanabhak. Even from Bhagavatam he was quoting. And he was quoting the story of Narad Muni. That, and his all quotation was to prove Shiva aham, Shiva mehru. Shiva aham, Shiva mehru. So Maharaj said, the first delivery of Maharaj was so sharp, I could not believe it. You know, he said, it's so nice that you know so much. But a living entity is Brahm, I don't know from where this ignorance has come in you. It's very difficult to speak such a piercing sentence to a person who is DM of this place and is honorably being taught by someone with the things Maharaj, you glorify him so that he may glorify you. But Maharaj is very, very straightforwardly said that I am very much pleased that you know so much about the scripture, but somehow or other you are not very much clear about the thing. He explained that if Brahm is a nirakar, then from where this whole world is coming? From where all these forms are coming? these forms can never come from Nirakar. So I kept on noticing some point.
In all words, it is who?
There is a note here, Maharaji wrote. But in one thing Maharaji stated very well, that if we use words, anything like nirgun, it contains gun in it. We use the word nirakar, it contains akar in it. Any word which you say, we use, it contains one thing or other, which means that it has form, it has quality, both. It cannot be possible that I can't understand, Maharaji said, I can't understand when Krishna is giving discourse to Arjun and he is saying, Sarva Dharman Parityajyam Mam Ekam Sharanam Braj, then is he saying himself that you should come to me? It's never possible. How can it be possible? We are living entities, we can never be Brahm. You say that we can be Brahm? None of any person could become Brahm, including Shankaracharya, Maharaj said. Including Shankaracharya, he could not become Brahm. It's never possible to become Brahm. Brahma. Brahma, not Brahma. But English they call Brahma.
Brahman.
In Hindi we call Brahma. Aham Brahmasmi. Brahman, anyway. So, in last, he got up, he said that, Maharaj, one thing is there. We should know anything should be proved through scripture. So Gita, you point out the scripture, Maharaj said that Gita is scripture. Even Vedanta Sutra for which you are saying is also scripture. Then Maharaj said, you know, in Brahm Sutra starts with Adhato Brahm Jigyasa. Let's come and have some desire of Brahm. It does not say that we should become Brahm. We should have inquisitiveness for Brahm. And then the second word comes, Janamadiyasya Yatha, from which this whole creation has taken place. All living entities. If we say these don't exist, everything is Brahm, then how this creation has come up? This creation is created by someone for which we are inquiring about. And if he is creating something, he himself is without form, is not possible. Then he said, okay Maharaj, I am getting more curiosity. I would like to have discussion on this point from you. And the final settlement was there. They will sit together again and will talk together again. From the time of Mahaprabhu, another meeting of
Prakashananda. But once, about the previous before, the governor of UP came to Vrindavan. And he called all the saints public and also Sadhu Vaishnava all. And he was telling like this, about thousands of Sadhu sons, all Mayavadi, Vaishnava, all were there. I stood up and opposed that one. For telling nonsense things. Just not read anything about this ABCD and he was telling that authority. Who has given authority? I'm not telling as you are governor and I'm public, but like a friend because I've called us. He could not answer at all and become very curious and angry. I know that you are angry, but you cannot do anything. I believe you are from Vaishnavas.
A, B, C, D, so is D, M, but Maharaj is N, M, so it's point for B number, so Maharaj is more powerful than D, M, so Maharaj is N, M.
Krishna, 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 दानघाटी वो रास्ता, that way is called Dhanghati, crossing road, but we are sitting side. At that time Govardhan was so hard, it has been told that more than 4 miles high, वो 4 miles से भी अधिक बहुत नीचे थे. यहीं पर दोनों पहाड़ियों के बीच में, दोनों पहाड़ियों के बीच में यह रास्ता था. भागरूप ऋषि जी गोविंद कुंड में यज्ञ कर रहे थे, इसलिए कृष्ण को प्रसन्न करने के लिए ही, गोपियों को मिलाने के लिए कृष्ण से. उनका यह भी एक ट्रिक था, देयर वाज ट्रिक हाउ ही वाज डूइंग यज्ञ देयर इन गोविंद कुंड. That Giriraj will be so satisfied that he will arrange anyhow to meet Krishna with Srimati Radhika and all the gopis. So all the gopis were taking ghee curd and everything from their homes, and they were going to Govindakunda. They are coming from Barsana. Barsana is very near to this place. So coming by this landscape, very narrow place they were passing, Krishna told them to pay some toll tax for that you are crossing this narrow path passing. उस समय में कृष्ण ने अपने सखाओं के साथ में सुदाम, वसुदाम, अर्जुन, मधुमंगल और and with their lathi stick, उन्होंने बंद कर दिया जो नहीं जाने देंगे. और उस समय गोपियों के साथ में इनका तकरार, झगड़ा हुआ, प्रेम विवाद हुआ.
As earlier at the Govindkund Maharaj also explained, Bhadri Rishi was doing sacrifice, yajna at Govindkund. The purpose of that sacrifice was please Krishna. How Krishna is pleased when he meets Radha Rani. So inner meaning of that sacrifice was, that was Bhadri Rishi's desire, that however Krishna and Radha should get a chance to meet. So he was doing that sacrifice, and this place where we are sitting is called Dhanghati. Ghati is in fact valley, a passage through two mountains. big mountains cannot be crossed, but if there is a valley, then we can go from one side to another side of the mountain. Maharaj was saying that this Govardhan Hill was very high, about 4 miles high at that time, though it appears so small to us nowadays. So to cross that this mountain from that side to this side was not possible by climbing the mountain and coming down. So this was the valley, the road you see was the valley, we are sitting that side of this road. And Barsana is quite nearby where gopis were staying. So gopis were bringing curd, ghee and butter and all for the milk for the sake of sacrifice. When they were crossing this valley, which was a narrow valley, Krishna with his all friends, Subal, Sudam, Madhumangal and all, with his sticks, that is called lathi, with his stick, he obstructed the passage that you have to give me dan, toll tax, not donation. Donation purpose is something different. We'll make all it tax, toll tax. Gopis asked, why do you want toll tax? Because I am king of this place. In what way you have become king? Never declared, neither your father is king nor you are king. He says, well, this place belongs to Vrinda and I am husband of Vrinda. So I am king of this place. They said, let's ask Vrinda if you are her husband. Then Vrinda was called. Are you married to Krishna? She said to this black man, who is ready to get married with this black man? In fact, no one is ready to get married with this black boy. So to each and every girl, she says that, he says that she is my wife. I am not his wife. So this cross exchange of hot words went on. Then why do you ask tax? When we use something, then we need to give tax. Yes, you are plucking some flowers from it. So we are asking for tax, Krishna said. Gopi said, have you ever planted any plant over here? You come for cow grazing, waste so many plants, grass, and pluck so many things, and you have never given water to a single plant so far. And you are claiming that you are king of this place, maintainer of this place? How can you claim this thing? So this hot words went on. Krishna took tax from gopis forcefully here. This is not tax, in fact. This is love. Love. Exchange of love. There is nearby where we are staying a place called Dan Vivartan Kund. Nivartan. Dan Nivartan Kund. There gopis took tax from Krishna. In fact, if we make both kund together, we will say in this area Krishna and gopis, they had exchange of their love. So this is the place which Maharaj explained. So right now we have assembled here and should pray to Giriraj Govardhan with the core of our heart that these pastimes should reveal and manifest in our heart.
darshan of Madan Mohan in Mathura, he used to go to Vrindavan daily. About 50 miles, no place, I think.